heart needs some romance, 'cause my heart needs a love dance. My heart needs a love dance.
Wait a second, wait a second,
wait a second, wait a second. Slithering under my door, and it's in my peripheral vision, and it's pouring up under my floor. It's whispering into my eardrums, and it's telling me that I want more.
Like a cop car. I and you wake up just head and shoulders in a glass jar.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this awesome chair, and I play awesome music. So just before that last track, that was by a band called You Say Party, Laura Palmer's Prom. Solid, solid song. You Say Party is from Vancouver. Check them out if you get the opportunity. The first track I played was called was by a band called Everything Everything, off their newest album Arc, and that was the track Cough Cough. So Everything Everything, they're from Britain, started just recently. They've got two albums out, super cool stuff. They remind me of this other awesome band called Man Man. They're from Philly, and they've got a lot of that same, like, lot of drums, sort of synths going on, really, like, I'm going to say, like, rhythmic and almost tribal, but not really. But super synthy and poppy. So if you like that, also check out Man Man, just because they're awesome. Super duper cool. I saw them in Calgary a few years ago. They played a phenomenal show. So much energy. It was awesome. And then, this is kind of cool. So Man Man reminds me of a band called Gobble Gobble that I saw once in Calgary at that same festival. And they were just four dudes in tutus and outfits, banging on drums, yelling. There was one dude on synth singing, and just four guys ripping on different drums and just going nuts. It was an unreal show. And now the band, the music wasn't too great. It was just like a lot of drums and a lot of insane, just noises, like they're banging on the walls, they're like throwing things at the crowd. It was super cool. And now they're Purity Ring, which I thought was really funny. Now that's Purity Ring, which is, I don't know if you've heard of Purity Ring, but they're just this relatively recent and indie band doing quite well in the Canadian circuit. I just made that term up. There's no such thing as the Canadian circuit. Maybe there is. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. I thought that was a pretty cool piece of musical sleuthing from that random band I saw was two and a half years ago at a weird basement venue thing in Calgary. Pretty cool. I've got about 10 seconds of memory from that show. Awesome, awesome stuff. Anyway, this next track, super duper awesome. Listen to it. It's by a band, Do Make Say Think. Thank you.
Here at CITR, we're
Moontan Nocturnal, vinyl consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
the villains.
And
Nardwuar the human serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
dark space punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the devil, hell, heaven! Do you understand? Finally!
But CITR is not a
commercial radio station.
Which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 fund drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio.
February 21st, Crow's Nest and the Electric Owl present recently reunited rockers, Broken Water, on tour for their most recent release on Hardly Art. Supported by ex-Nirvana Earth cellist Lori Goldston and by local hitters Dead Soft. Advanced tickets available through Northern Tickets, Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. A special thanks to Beatroot and CITR.
All right, then. So, CITR Fun Drive is coming up. Super-duper awesome. Think about donating. We use your money very well, in addition to funds we get from places that I don't know of, just because I don't know these things. But I'm sure there are other places. But Fun Drive, every year we have it, and your donations mean a hell of a lot to us. And we try super-duper hard, and I think we do use it super-duper well. And yes, that is what I have to say there. Don't worry, there'll be more to say there, but I gotta figure it out. Alright, but that track we listened to, Do Make Say Think, super duper 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 awesome band. I'm killing that word in the past 2 minutes. They're from Toronto, Ontario. A lovely place sometimes, a not so lovely place other times, but lovely enough to create this awesome band. And that was the track, Her Story of Glory, like Her Story of Glory. I don't know, kind of that move of radical feminism to get history changed to Her Story, or just someone's story. That might be the best option, just someone's story. Did you go to someone's story class? What do you take at school? Oh, I take somewhat story. Someone's story. Nah, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. I'm sorry, I dare that. That was off their 2007 album, You, Your History, and Rust. Okay, I think I've said enough silly things from now. This is a band called And So I Watch You From Afar. Kind of creepy, but that was the relationship me and my first girlfriend had. And we broke up when she found me in her closet. But that's okay, that's okay. That's all been and done now. So this is And So I Watch You From Afar with their track Big Thinks Do Remarkable. We'll be right back. Now, I would like to remind anyone who isn't already aware that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And yes, over the years, I have attempted to perfect a radio voice, which includes just standing in front of your mirror and just saying that over and over and over again until you sound like you should be on the radio. So that is one of my 5 skills in my dating profile. Check it out, seniorpeoplemeet.com, that's what's up. Alright, anyway, first track, And So I Watch You From Afar. As I said, I'm aware of a relationship like that. It's really not nearly as bad as you'd think. I figured at the end of it, if I had actually gotten to know her, it would have gone worse. That's terrible. Alright, anyway, that was of their newest album, All Hail Bright Futures. These guys are from Ireland. They've been first album in 2009, and they've got 2 others. Super cool stuff. Thoroughly recommend you check it out. I only found this album just recently, and I'm definitely going to check out their older stuff. Since it's got a long name, it gets, like, initialed. I forget the word where you just take the first letter of it, and it turns into Asiwafa. Asiwafa. Cool. Cool stuff. Asiwafa. And So I Watch You From Afar. Then we completely switched it up and went with this, or I did. Next one was Bibio. That's the band off a 2009 album, Ambivalence Avenue. And that was the track Jealous of Roses. Bibio's from England, so we've been on the other side of the pond, sea, ocean, I don't know. Big thing of water. And yeah, he's also super duper good, kind of like Boards of Canada, who are not Canadian, but I do believe Scottish, like Mogwai, who just released a new album, which I will probably be playing next week, for spoiler alert, if anyone actually cares, which I'm sure you all do. But anyway, moving on, we're going to bring it back to Canada. Still not current, but this is a band, The Russian Futurists, with the track To Be Honest. to be honest. That first track we listened to, The Russian Futurists, To Be Honest, off their 2010 most recent album, The Weights on the Wheels. Super duper good stuff. They're from, based off in Toronto, brainchild of this one dude, and super good. Then we listened to Synthcake, a Vancouver based band, off their album Molding Through Seasons, just newly released, and that was a track, Sail Away. The first time I saw them, they were all in circus garb, and it was, like, super-duper circusy, even more so, and I wonder if they still do that. I'm going to find out one day, and then I'll tell you how it went, if anyone remembers or really quite cares. But, nonetheless, that's really that. I've got not much quite else to say about that. I'm going to move on to the next track. I've been listening to this. Like, this is a great album, band Half Moon Run, one of the two bands I wish. I went to Oshiega last summer, and although I saw so many awesome bands, there were two that I missed, partly because I didn't quite know them and the timing didn't really work out. But that was Half Moon Run and Yesair, which I did not get to see. Super choked about that. That would have been nice. But you know what? Festivals. See a bunch of bands. You don't. It happens. Anyway, this is Half Moon Run off their album Dark Eyes. And this is Call Me in the Afternoon.
You can have it if you don't mind. Somewhere on the other stay with me. You confuse me with your riddles and your sudden generosity. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. You can have it when you come by. You can have yourself a one bad way. And I saw you when it caught your eye. And it's such a petty price to pay. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one.
Listen. Hello, join us for Rockets and Scarves every Sunday at 6 p.m. for an hour jam-packed with hip-hop, funk, breaks, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 p.m, but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
And yeah, so yet again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just felt I would remind you, or those who are just joining us now. I can't believe I just said that. Anyway, up next, or what was that just? Oh, yes, that other track I just played is a band called Glass Armonica. Like harmonica without an H. So it's almost like Monica and Arm put together. It's as if, dare I say, Monica has a glass arm because she lost it in a boating incident 5 years ago in South America on a class trip with her ecology class. And she was in a canoe, got separated, and attacked by piranhas. That's my story. And that track was called Strange Figure. Could be the piranhas. Oh, that'd be called Strange Figures. No, her hand was eaten by one giant piranha, which was strange. And that's why she now has a glass arm, and her name was Monica before this all happened. Cool. Wow. All right. Anyway, I'm going to play next track. By a band called Balthazar. I do believe they are from Germany. I'm not quite... No, they are from Belgium. Sorry. Their Wikipedia page is not in English, and I can't recognize any of the words. They are Belgium. They just released an album in 2012, the end of last year. I can recognize 15th of October. So in that language, October is October. And Europe is Europa. These are good. Don't know any of the... Oh, album. Look at that. I'm pretty good. But anyway, this came out October 15th, 2012. This is the band Balthazar off their album Rats. And this is Sinking Ship. So enjoy.
I can feel it coming up and spreading inside of me. It warms the blood and it eats away the memory. From my pen you expected the sweet honey to drip. Oh, but the words come out like rats leaving a sinking ship. Yeah, look at them run. Discretion, I'll use, I'll proudly call it. Well, I'm afraid, honey, that it crumbled down to the powder in your wallet. And all the different shapes and forms which you control. From the whitest and purest to the whore of alcohol. Oh, look at her run.
Burnley Allen Rocky Jones, born in 1941, is an internationally known political activist in the areas of human rights, race, and poverty. He went to prominence first as a member of the Students' Movement for Peace Action during the 1960s and later as a successful lawyer. Rocky has always been willing to fight for the poor and dispossessed, whether as a founding member of the Black United Front of Nova Scotia and the National Black Coalition for Canada, or helping to establish the Black Indigenous Association and the Native Brotherhood.
On the state of play.
Jones continues to work for a society that is open to all persons, regardless of race, color, creed, or economic standing.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I just messed that up real big. Apparently, one rule of radio is you're not supposed to apologize, but when that happens and I ruin something that I shouldn't ruin, I should swallow my pride, be honest to all y'all, and do it again. So anyway, this here is a piece about February, which is Black History Month, and I had my CD player going on at the same time, so we did not hear that properly. I'm going to play it again, and I apologize.
Burnley Allen Rocky Jones, born in 1941, is an internationally known political activist in the areas of human rights, race, and poverty. He rose to prominence first as a member of the Students' Union for Peace Action during the 1960s and later as a successful lawyer. Rocky has always been willing to fight for the poor and dispossessed, whether as a founding member of the Black United Front of Nova Scotia and the National Black Coalition for Canada, or helping to establish the Black Inmates Association and the Native Brotherhood of Dorchester and Spring Hill. A recipient of many awards, Jones continues to work for a society that is open to all persons, regardless of race, color, creed, or economic standing.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Cool. I feel much better about myself now. All right, I'll play that other track in a little bit. So, just Half Moon Run from Montreal. They used to live in and around British Columbia and Ottawa. Moved, I guess, met in Montreal. Put that album together. It's four dudes who have a bunch of harmonies working together. No, it's three. Three of them, sorry. They have some awesome harmonies. Really good stuff. Their only album came out at the end of 2012. And it was called Dark Eyes. Super good stuff. Then played a band, Belgium Balthazar. Balthazar, their album was released, I guess, has already been released in where they're from and in around Eastern Europe. It gets released in the UK and IE, I don't know what IE is, on February 25th. IE might be like North America in another language that gets just abbreviated to IE. Don't know. Either way, I don't think you can really buy it yet. But that was Balthazar. Super duper good stuff. Thoroughly recommend it. Okay, so moving on. Don't have much time here. The band that I was going to play, or did play, during that PSA is a new album by a band called Hot Club de Paris, or Hot Club de Paris, if you have a French accent. That doesn't suck. I don't. Wait. Before I do that. So I looked up what a Balthazar is. It can either be one of the three dudes who went to see Jesus when he was born with their presents. One of them was named Balthazar. Or it is a 12-liter bottle of champagne or wine. Awesome. I want a Balthazar one weekend. Not only is that, but it is the most epic name of a bottle of liquor. It's like, you know, what do you want it for the weekend? You're like, give me a Balthazar. Like, what? Way cooler than I'll have a 2-6 or I'll have a 24-pack of beer. No. I want a Balthazar of cheap wine. That is cool. Word of the day, everyone. Word of the day. So if nothing else in my day goes right, I can get a Balthazar. Where am I? I'm going to find out where I can purchase these, and I'm going to let everyone know, because this sounds so cool. Anyway, so the song I wanted to play, band called Hot Club de Paris, and this is called off their album, And the Rise and Fall. The Rise and Inevitable Fall of the High School Suicide Cluster Band. Yeah, I don't know either. This is a track, Biggie Smalls and the Ghetto Slams. So we're going to start it from the beginning. I'm not going to screw this up. And it's going to be delightful. So, everyone, enjoy.
Great fun. Go Biggie Smalls and the Ghetto Slums. They would play this one sad song about the good times that went wrong, and then they would rock. Jay still dead, and Thomas met some girl and moved somewhere else instead. That leaves a one-man band called ODB in the last stands. He plays his guitar part with the strings strung across the beating heart of a dying rock party. Told me not to let nobody tell in town. Me, just what a kid to do. And the pace of change is fast as days. And clouds fall, arrows broke the rainbow, the roadside signs are offering advice. What you take? Yeah.
nobody tell me what to do, so I will or won't do. It's cryptic and confusing. Tell me just what's a kid to do these days.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name is Alex. Up next, we've got Bianca spinning awesome tunes, I hope. I'm sure it'll happen. Stay there. Unless you're running, then don't stay there. Keep moving. But keep listening. Or don't if you have something really important to do, like your wife is giving birth. Then go do that. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. Up next, last track is by The Foals off their new album, Holy Fire. This is My Number.